This is a History in Minutes broadcast for July 8, 2025. The topic this week is new books. History in Minutes is a new segment, and it's meant to focus on certain peripheral issues of interest in historical studies. And this segment today is going to focus on recent releases in new books. The first two books on the list are from Amazon's recent releases list. And let's start with the first. It's called Silk, Silver, Opium, The Trade with China That Changed History. This one attracted my interest because it was written by a lawyer and ex-Supreme Court Judge Michael Pembroke. And Australian lawyers may recognise that he was previously a judge of the Supreme Court of New South Wales. And I'd also read one of his earlier books, Korea, Where the American Century Began, and I think he released that back in 2018. He's actually written a bit of other stuff as well that I wanted to read but didn't get around to after looking at his Korea book, simply just because of time. If you're a listener of my other longer podcasts, you might remember I sort of touched briefly upon Michael's topic in my imperialism episode in relation to economic imperialism and the Opium Wars. And his book deals with this topic. The summary of Amazon says this: much about China's modern relationship with the West is the product of its past interreactions, conflicts, victories and humiliations. The South China Sea was the place where the ultimately destructive European sailing ships arrived. The Ryukyu island chain was the place from where marauding Japanese pirates preyed mercilessly on China's east coast ports. Just excuse my mangled Japanese pronunciation. Taiwan was where anti-Qing rebels established a stronghold in the 17th century. The story of Imperial China's trading relationship with the West is a powerful tale with clear implications for the future. And this one sounds quite exciting. Contemporary life or contemporary issues linking up with the distant past, with a real case of economic imperialism explored. Our next book, Sully, gets on here because of the cool photo on the cover. Whoever said don't judge a book by its cover, but alas, I'm probably more shallow than Lake Eyre. Vertigo, The Rise and Fall of Weimar Germany, comes out in paperback next week. It's written by Harald Jahner, a journalist. I'm not familiar with any of his prior work, but I'm always a sucker for anything that involves Weimar Germany. And the description of it from Amazon says, out of the ashes of the First World War, Germany launches an unprecedented political project, its first democratic government. The Weimar Republic is established. The years that follow see political extremism, economic upheaval, revolutionary violence, and the transformation of Germany. Tradition is shaken to its core as a triumphant procession of liberated lifestyles emerges. Women conquer the racetracks and tennis courts, go out alone in the evenings, cut their hair short, and cast the idea of marriage aside. Vertigo is a vital, kaleidoscopic portrait of a pivotal moment in German history. And yes, it is. The disintegration of the Weimar Republic from within is an interesting story of how a democracy failed and fell prey to extremism. A tale that's more relevant today than ever before. Now, to the last of the three that caught my attention is a Cambridge University Press new release, Silence of the Gods, The Untold History of Europe's Last Pagan Peoples. The author is Francis Young. He's a professional historian, and Silence of the Gods is a serious work of scholarship. and the description of it is as follows. The formal conversion of Christianity in 1387 of the Grand Duchy of Lithuania seemingly marked the end of Europe's last pagan peoples, but the reality was different. At the margins, often under the radar, around the dusky edgelands, pre-Christian religions endured and indeed continued to flourish for an astonishing five centuries. Silence of the Gods tells for the first time the remarkable story of these forgotten peoples. And that's all for History in Minutes this week. Please like us on the platform you are listening on, or better yet, give us a review. We can handle the criticism. And don't forget to look at our longer podcasts. Farewell.